All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of F Your Team Podcast.
F Your Mother.
Yeah, you know what? Nah, if you was looking for BTG, a.k.a. Baylor the Great, nope, it ain't him. We taking this motherfucker back. Hey, shout out to BTG, though. Real talk, for filling in, talking a little bit of shit. Half of the shit he said, I don't know what he was talking about, but... You know, I mean, for someone who only likes some sports, I don't know. You know, I mean, you can't really be talking that shit and you don't like all sports.
You don't like all sports.
You a partial sports fan, so you really only know partial about what the fuck you talking about. Well, but hey, but he's still my dog, though. I just had to put it out there. You know what I mean? So
he's gonna have to jump on with us here one of these.
Yeah,
days.
I mean, shit. If we can ever come to the lab like we are right now, just so you know, the reason why we sound so motherfucking good is that we are in the palatial studios of Be Honest Crib. So we over here doing it live, and that's why we sound a lot more crisp. At least I do.
I feel like I'm in the real studio.
Well, yeah, we are in a real studio. Yeah. But anyways, hey, let's get into a little bit of, recapping and talking some shit. You know, BTG talked about the draft.
And I'm trying to look through.
I'm trying
to look through here again and find BTG's teams again.
He said he was a Laker fan, a Raider fan, and he don't like baseball.
Okay.
So.
Hold on. You from L.A.?
Yeah.
I thought everybody from L.A. liked baseball.
No, not everybody.
Even if you ain't, if you don't like baseball, you claim either the Dodgers or...
Right. You still claim them,
yeah,
right? You still claim them even if you don't like them because they're the Dodgers and they got a winning tradition. So everybody, just like everybody else in SoCal, you jump on the bandwagon of a winner because that's just what you do in Southern California.
They the only winner that he like right now. Well, the Raiders doing okay.
I guess, if 1 year is considered
that's what I was going to say, I guess. You know what I mean?
They are the Raiders still. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
So they're much like the Falcons.
Guess what? They
do it.
Fuck the Raiders.
Yeah, fuck the Raiders. Until they do it, wake me when they do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I ain't seen it in my lifetime.
Yeah. So, hey, what'd you think about the draft?
I thought it was cool, man. I'm going to start off with my team. I thought we did well by...
Who'd y'all draft?
We actually made a trade with Chicago for cash.
Just y'all getting money on draft?
No, we traded them $3 million cash and got the draft pick that they
So y'all bought a pick.
He was a Pac-12 defensive player of the year, Morgan.
Okay.
6'9", small forward.
Yeah. I mean, on a championship team, the draft don't really matter, does it?
But I mean, like you say, yeah,
what's a rookie gonna do on a championship team?
But look at McCall this past year. He played well. And I think he'll eventually take over Iguodala's spot. Iguodala's getting old. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, they said that, but then they signed him to a nice little contract. So he probably not, you know. But he's not. He's a critical part. Yeah, everybody wants to talk that shit on Iguodala.
And I'm not saying you.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of people that I hear say Iguodala this. He could go.
No.
Iguodala was key in this last championship and definitely key in the first championship.
Key period, because everybody keep everybody fresh when you don't have to play 30 minutes. You know, when we can play our players 30 minutes and not 42 like Lou Alden.
That's the difference between, I think, when you get older. I remember, you know, watching him. I know what he's doing. I know he's older, but he's not fucking Vince Carter old. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he's not that old. No, you know what I mean? So if Vince Carter is still in the league playing, I mean, and getting $8 million, I think that...
And Iggy's minutes has been lower. So
yeah.
His career is going to be extended.
Yeah, because he's doing the right thing, right? He's just... see me when you, he's on that Robert Horry path where, you know what I'm saying, when you need me, I'll be there. But I'm not going to be there like every night during the regular season breaking my neck to try to prove something to somebody.
The Kings had a good draft.
And fuck the Kings.
Yeah, fuck the Kings. I don't really mean that,
you know, because I think they did have a good draft, but I do mean fuck the Kings because I'm mad that Lonzo Ball ain't
playing against Fox.
Yeah, because I thought maybe Fox might have been a better player. I definitely think after watching any of the summer league that Tatum is a better player. Fultz, it's debatable, but I don't know, man. I
think summer league won't prove a whole lot because it depends on what you playing with, who you playing with. Why they're not playing? Most of these players won't.
Right, these are G League niggas.
Players won't even see the floor, so I don't take a lot from it either way.
But I have done a 180 on
Ball.
Yeah, on his dad. I hear him talk like every time. It's not his fault. It's really not. If you stuck a camera in my face at every opportunity, I'm gonna probably say some dumb shit too, on purpose. Especially if you're gonna keep coming back, and me saying dumb shit is gonna bring you back more. I'm probably gonna say dumb shit.
Yeah.
So I mean, it. Now that he's on the team. Whatever. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things, right? You try to prevent something from happening, but then once it happens, you just got to make the best out of it.
What you think about him, though, Lonzo?
I think he's all right. I mean, from what I saw, the triple-double, that's cool. I mean, the first night, I was like, what the fuck? 2 for 15?
But I think, you know, you look at it, it's a whole different adjustment.
Nah, but that just reminded me of his brothers and shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, see, this is some bullshit.
But he's not a shooter like that.
He's supposed to be.
No, he's not. He's not supposed to be a shooter.
Why not? He shot. That was 40% from 3-point range.
He's still only averaged about what, 16 there. He wasn't just
16
he's not
in college.
He's not a scorer like that. They don't expect him to score. They
16
expect
in
him,
college is pretty high.
They expect him to keep the pace up and get rid of the ball. His skill, what everybody says, how he passes, not how he scores. If you wanted to score, you'd have brought D'Angelo Fox.
Yeah,
that's just how I feel. They wanted a point guard, a leader.
Right, and I guess, you know, he does that. He had 11 assists and 11 rebounds, and I'll fuck with that all day. So, you know, I'm excited to see what, you know. He does have some good passes. He's got good passing instincts. I'll give him that from what I've seen.
I say they got it right more on him than with D'Angelo Russell.
That was the dumb draft. They should have taken Okafor that year. Yeah. So I mean, that wasn't smart. But anyways, free agency, bro. Well, everybody's getting paid.
All you gotta do, if you 6'7", you can get $10 million.
Do you know that Tim Hardaway Jr. just signed a contract and he's making more than his dad ever made in his entire career? His dad's damn borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah,
$71 million.
And he's only started 36 games in his career.
But he's a baller, though. I got to give it to him. And he's been balling lately.
He balled the last half of that season. Did you watch the playoffs? You didn't see him because he didn't show the hell up. He was probably watching more than you was watching.
Kyle Lowry didn't either. Shit, and he just got paid more than that. So what's
but
your
Kyle
point?
Kyle Lowry's an all-star.
And he ain't did shit in the playoffs ever.
He's an all-star.
What has he done in the playoffs?
At least you have, like, you know, when you're in the Army, you may not be a colonel, but you got some extra shit
Mozgov
on your chest.
How much y'all get Mozgov last year?
He's gone. Don't talk to me.
But wait. Mm-hmm. How much y'all get? 4 years, 72?
64.
And he got 4 years, and a year later. So what's the difference? And he's better than Mozgov.
That was a bad contract. That's why we got rid of it.
Y'all still got Lou Alden?
Okay, we got two back. We can't get rid of that one, okay? All right? We got to get rid of one at a time, all right, bruh? But yes, those are both.
Tim. Hey, Tim was my second favorite player, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be hating on this bloodline.
I'm just saying that the way that people are getting paid. I mean, yeah. Harden's contract, what, yeah. 4 years, 176 yeah. million?
Steph.
I mean, but this is the thing. This is what I see. Are you telling me that in the year, what is that, 22, 23, I guess that's the final year that we're going to be looking at that contract, that $46 million for, you know, James Harden 6 years from now, that's going to be something that is going to be a good thing? I don't know. You know, it could be. I mean, maybe
how old is James Harden? 28?
Nah. 29? I think he's a little bit older than that. I don't know. I mean, because he went to college, right? And then he played.
Came out after 1 year.
Nah, did he? Was it? Okay. But I just think that that contract at $46 million in the last year, people were tripping off of Kobe getting 25 in his last year. I think people are really going to be tripping off of that Harden. Maybe not. Maybe the contracts just keep going up. But I don't see. It can't keep going up that much more, can it?
The TV. If we keep letting them charge what they want to charge for, then why not?
Fuck that. I'm going bootleg. Do you understand that? I'm just going cable. And then I'm going to go, DirecTV Now. And whatever other $7.99 subscription I can afford. But then I'm, you know, so they're not going to be getting that money from me.
Yeah, I'm.
All I'm saying is that it's a lot of money. It's not that it's not some of these guys. I mean, I'm not saying Harden doesn't deserve it. He's one of the top players in the league. It's these other jokers that like the Mozgovs.
Everybody's getting
like
money.
The Dangs, like the Bazemores. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, who? I can't.
Somebody else we were just talking about who.
Deion Waiters got paid like mad money for, you know, a season. And that's the thing. All you got to do is have one good right now. Like, if you can pop this year. And you're a free agent. This is your free agent year. Next year and you're young. Good. Oh yeah, you're gonna
you're
be good. Like
you're paid.
Yeah, it's paid. Just it's ridiculous. But hey, more power to him. I'm not mad at him. Did you see my man? Who was it in football that was complaining? I think it was Hopkins. I can't remember, but somebody in the NFL was complaining that why we don't get. You know, they sitting around watching all these no name dudes. Get all this money, and they're like, you know, I'm a superstar in the NFL, and my league makes more than their league.
Does it?
Oh, the NFL make more than NBA?
But you got to think, you got 16 games.
But it's not even that. You're still making more money. The difference is how many people you have to pay. You got 53-man rosters.
That's true.
You got 53-man rosters. And that's just not including the practice squad. You got 112 coaches. You know what I mean? It's
but their TV, I think that matters too, because you're still drawing fans. Every game, you got to sell out, right? I mean,
but
you got
82
games. You got 8 games at home here. You got 41 games at home here.
Yeah, but I think that it's the... They still generate more revenue, you know, because what it was I think 5 point something billion for NFL, like 2 point something billion for the NBA. But when you break it down, it's more per average on the NBA side, just because they only have 400 or something employees compared to 1,500 for the NBA.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just simple math, man. So, I think, you know, NFL, you'll never get those kind of contracts. You'll never get guaranteed contracts. It's too dangerous. You're never going to get that high of money. You know, when you got the top paid players getting 20 something, that's Tom Brady money. But, you know, you got people, like I said, Tim Hardaway Jr. approaching that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy how the money in the NBA has jumped.
But remember, it's just because Mike wasn't really getting a whole bunch.
No, I remember when Mike first got his, what was it?
20 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Last few years or something. Yeah, one. And he's like, how much?
But he was like only getting like a million something a year up for a long time. You know what I mean? A couple million, and it went to like three. I think when he got 3 million a year, it was like a big deal. And then that, when he ended his career, that was them 30 million whoppers. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But by that time, he was so vested. He had earned so much money for the Bulls and the NBA, and they probably put a pot together and was just like, yeah, here, dog. Yeah, this is
thanks
from
for
us.
Getting us to the, thanks for bringing us to the promise.
Yeah, man, because the NBA has never looked back since Michael Jordan. Free agency is interesting. I don't think that anybody is underlooking the Timberwolves. I think they've had the best offseason so far, without a doubt.
So, they signed Teague and Butler trade.
Butler.
They got rid of Chris Dunn.
Jamal Crawford.
They signed Jamal Crawford?
Yep. Taj Gibson. Omri Caspi. I know that don't move the meter for a lot of people.
But we signed Omri Caspi.
No, did y'all?
Yeah.
I thought he went to Minnesota. Are you sure?
So I might have to check the other people you just said.
Now you might want to check them. Yeah, but yeah, they all over there, and you add that to Wiggins and Towns. And
oh, I got Giancarlo Stanton tonight for the
home run derby. Well, I got Bellinger, obviously. You know, fuck Stanton.
Chris Davis, is he in it too?
Nah, fuck Chris Davis too. It's Bellinger or Judge.
Is Chris Davis in it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say he's an Oakland Athletic. I'm gonna have to run. But I think Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't think so, man. Hey, you know, with all this shit going on in New York, as far as Phil Jackson being gone, you ever think about, because remember Steve Kerr, he went at Kerr first. Can you imagine? I mean, do you know what Steve Kerr does every night? I mean, he thinks like, you know, he prayed on it, right? He like, you know, like, I'm gonna pray on this, Phil. You my dude, you know what I'm saying? We won titles together, but I'm gonna pray on it. And then something told him, nah, don't take that job.
Don't I wonder what job. Coach we would have got. I can't remember back then what other coach.
Nah, I can't remember either. Because he really wasn't even a coach. He had been a general manager before that. He had never really coached.
In Phoenix.
Yeah. And so, and then he was doing, you know, TV. But I just think of, you know, there's opportunities in people's lives and life-changing events. That has right to there. That's a life-changing event for a
student. Life-changing decision, right?
There. If it just, I mean, that's one of those ones where you almost get in a car accident, right? And like the car goes right by you and you're just like, and you just think, oh man, I could be dead right now. I should be dead.
I wouldn't have had a championship.
You wouldn't have two championships. You would be a Nick. You'd be fired. That's what you
right
been.
Now have the best coaching record, probably percentage wise, ever.
Yeah, you're on a fast track to the Hall of Fame, Steve Kerr. Yeah. If you had taken the job with your boy, that's the lesson. Don't always go with your boy. I mean, listen, it's cool. You know, I ain't trying to tell you to dirty Mac your boy and not support your friends, but you don't have to always go when your homeboy called. This ain't Tupac. You know, when your homies call, you ain't always got to answer, man. He didn't answer, Phil, and he's fucking better off for it. He's better off for it because, like I said, fast track to the Hall of Fame. He's considered one of the greatest coaches right now, currently.
Yeah, he got Bill. He got all of his assistants are getting paid.
He's got the best team in the NBA.
Still,
he lives in the Bay Area in
one
California.
Of the best places to live in the world.
I know New York. You know, people love New York, but it's cold as fuck.
The NBA New York start, too.
Yeah, the NBA starts in October.
Yeah,
it's fucking a winter sport. It gets cold out there. Fuck that shit.
The weather's nice all year long in the Bay.
Yeah, I heard that. So yeah, Steve made the right decision. I bet you every night he just goes to bed like that. But yeah, what I wanted to bring up. Did you see that article I posted about Clinton Portis, about he was gonna kill somebody? Yeah, so this motherfucker, you know, I guess he broke now, and it's all due to one of his financial advisors. You know, and he did it, you know, not like just a bad investment, not like I was wrong. He actually stole from him, right? Clinton Portis, he's from Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was real about it. I mean, he said that one of his friends talked him down on the phone, but he said, I wasn't there to get no money. I wasn't there to scare. I was sitting outside across the building because I didn't have anything. And that's what he was saying. You know, everything I could imagine. You know what I'm saying?
And having everything.
Right. Being rich and having all these millions. And well, first off, starting off broke.
Yeah.
And then being a millionaire, multimillionaire, having all this money and wealth and seeming, you know, security, have somebody steal it from me and I'm back poor again.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no. I might go back to the old me too. Hey, but see, he didn't. But the fact that he came out and told everybody, I'm like, who does that? I mean, I don't know. I'm just a different.
He's trying
era.
To help somebody.
Is that what he's doing? I mean, like
the next person who's gonna kill a pot. And who
I was like, that was so OJ-ish, man. This fool was like, yeah, you know, I didn't kill a motherfucker. But if I would have, this is what I was going to do.
This is what I was going
to
do.
Because to say that you know, he's had his gun. He was sitting in his car. He was waiting for dude to come out. And when he seen him on site, he said it was over. Do you think would you make that up? I don't know. I believe him.
I believe him, too.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blame him.
And I'm thinking partner still probably better give him that money.
Right. Because you never know.
Because he obviously wasn't giving a damn. So, you know what I mean?
A bad day might lead him back to your doorstep.
He might come back. He might not have what he wants to eat. No filet mignon. He can't afford that day what he ever used to. And, he might come fuck him up.
But you just think about the lack of the pussy that you probably get now that you broke. I mean, because you still Clinton Portis. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
You are still Clinton Portis.
And nobody really know until you came out and told them you was broke.
Well, you when you ain't got no money, it's kind of obvious sometimes. So you think Clinton Portis ain't, like, real broke. He's just no longer rich broke.
I mean, you think he like us broke?
Yeah. I think if you get robbed, yeah, when they take your money and you go to the bank and it ain't there, because what happens with rich people is they have rich bills. Mm-hmm. And when those rich bills come due and you don't got the money for them, that shit goes quick. It goes quick. So it's different. You know, I think our problems a little bit better, honestly, than rich people problems when it comes to, you know, financial. When a rich person got financial problems, that's like a lot of problems. Like, we don't got that problem. You know what I mean? We might get the cable cut off for a day or two. but shit, we still got the internet. You know what I mean? We still got Netflix, Hulu. Yeah. So anyways, man, I just thought that was bananas to see that, you know, these motherfuckers are real people. And they go through some real shit. And for him to be wanting to kill somebody, man, that is definitely... But shout out to his friend. You know, he had a friend on the phone that talked him off the ledge. Yeah, man, that's a real friend, because the motherfucker could have been like, you know,
All right, bro, I got your family. Just go talk to
Or he might want to be like, I'll go with you. You know what I mean? And just, you know, anything other than let's not do it is a bad friend.
What would you have told me?
Nah, don't do it. What the fuck for, man? You can stay with me, man. Look, man, we get this shit straight, man. Get a job, we hiring.
We hiring. I got you a job, dog.
Come on, man.
Just start over.
It's not this bad, right? I mean, you ain't got to off him off like that,
though. He ain't even about to hire no. He's like, I'm going to kill him. That's when you know he pissed off.
Well, he can't hire no one. He's broke. He got no money. That's the whole problem. He got no money to hire a killer.
No
Ray Caruth, none of that.
You know Ray Lewis.
No, but Ray Lewis, I don't think he hired nobody. Hey, Ray. Listen, man. If that get back to Ray, man, I ain't know nothing about that. I didn't say you had nothing to do with that. I figured you was just... I believe your story, Rev. Ain't he a reverend now? Ain't Ray Lewis, like, in the church?
No, but he better stop speaking on Kaepernick like that, or me and him gonna have a problem.
I can't let this pass, man. Y'all do know that Ray Lewis had nothing to do with the murder at all. He got in trouble because he wouldn't tell on his homeboy.
Did he? Yeah. Did he? Or did he tell on his homeboy and that's why he didn't go to jail? Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? There's several sides to a story. When you get arrested...
Because he said he was already in the limo.
Listen, this is what I know. Yeah. This is what I know. When there's been a murder committed, somehow you're part of it, you have blood on you, you leave with all the suspects. That usually leads you to jail. Whether or not you were the actual person or not, that usually leads you to jail. And I think that's why he forever got his life right, because he knew that second chance was like a motherfucker. He like, look,
I ain't playing no more.
Like, I could be like Clinton Portis, you know what I'm saying? And my life would just be all upside down.
Could have been like Ray Caruth.
But I get to go back and play football for a living.
Gonzalez.
And I'm going to be good.
Or Hernandez
would be. Ooh, yeah, he could have been any of them dudes, right?
But so who was the most dumb?
Hernandez.
I say Ray Caruth.
Okay.
I gotta say Ray Caruth.
Nah. Okay, give me your argument for Caruth.
Caruth got somebody pregnant. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got millions.
Right.
So you kill her.
Right.
So you hide in a fucking trunk?
That's not a good move, right?
You hide the fucking trunk, dog. Listen,
when have you ever seen them check the trunk in a movie? They don't. That's like the last.
This ain't a motherfucking movie.
No, it's show eight. It's show eight. They got dogs and shit in real life that will sniff your ass out.
This nigga went. You got millions, and you didn't try to leave the country, dog. You went and hid in the fucking trunk.
Listen, but okay, but I can one up you, right? I can one up you. you don't even got the fucking common sense to shoot a motherfucker more than 2 miles away from your home. You shoot this motherfucker damn near in your own backyard. You didn't scope shit out. You did fucking, there's a warehouse you kill him at, got cameras, people there working, graveyard.
Where do you take them to, though?
Around the corner.
Where was Ray Carruth hide? Across the street.
But Ray Carruth had somebody do it. Those motherfuckers snitched on him. And so because they snitched, that's how he got caught up. This motherfucker went all rogue. He was doing it himself. That's the dumbest. Look, you seen The Godfather. You seen The Godfather. Godfather didn't kill nobody. Mm-hmm. Except for the first dude. The first to come to Godfather, that's the only person he killed. Everybody else, man, I got people. I'm the Godfather. I don't do that. You got $40 million. What are you doing? You can't. Now, he didn't have an excuse. He could have hired a good fucking assassin to take out all of his people. But he's killing people over fucking spilled drinks.
He could have just paid for his own.
But he's killing people over spilled drinks. Come on. This motherfucker's killing people at least over money that he didn't want to lose. He's thinking about this chicken head about to take all his money. I think I got you. I think Aaron Hernandez. Wait, hold up. Ray Carew about to get out.
Yeah, he is.
Aaron Hernandez didn't. I won. Dropped the mic.
I don't know how he got out.
Who, Ray Carew?
I'm still shocked he did.
It's been like, what, 20 years?
I mean, still shocked he got out.
What? You got to let him out sometime.
You don't have to.
Nah, man.
So a lot of motherfuckers ain't seeing no time.
Man, murder raps ain't like they used to be.
Well, Aaron Hernandez wasn't getting out.
Murder raps ain't like that. I mean,
Aaron Hernandez wasn't getting out.
You can kill somebody and get out in less than 7 years nowadays. So
you kill the right.
Yeah, you do the right way. Yeah, that's wrong show. Wrong show.
Yeah.
Wrong show. But anyways, hey, man, we appreciate you guys, man, tuning in. And we wanted to drop something for you because, again, we can't let fucking Baylor come in ski mask and fucking talk shit.
Talking about F my team.
Nah, or mine. And then that's what I'm saying. You can't even say fuck no team when you're not even a full sports fan. You know, you're like a part-time sports fan. What was that KRS-1? Was it KRS-1? Part-time sucker? What was that? Yeah, man. Come on, man. Be honest. You're the music guy. You don't know part-time suckers. All right. I think that was KRS-1. But anyways, listen, we're not fucking around, BTG. We appreciate you helping out, but we're going to get you on the show. We'll let you talk shit face-to-face or Skype-to-Skype, whatever we do it, man. So next time, you know, you can defend yourself, and then we can really show you that you don't know what you think you know when it comes to the sports game, baby. But anyways, man, we out, man. Till we see you next time, man. For J-Pen, man, this is Jamie Mack.
F your team.